Yeah, King's Dominion kind of sucked.
But I'm not a theme park. I'm not an amusement park guy.
The first one I ever went to was Hershey Park. When I was a kid, I was like, this is such a good idea.
Yeah, when you're a little ass kid, it's the best shit on earth.
Yeah.
Especially a chocolate themed one.
I remember trying to describe Hershey Park to my friend after he went there, and I got so excited, I like started crying.
That was the last genuine emotion you had.
Yeah.
Dude, I would love to see just baby Nick happy about something before the years of neglect dulled you. God damn, that's a precious ass memory.
Yeah,
I want to see some baby pics, dude.
Yeah,
you got any baby pics?
They're all burned. It was funny. My my mom was like, you know, I don't know from where she got it. It was from my grandparents' house. It was like a photo album. And there's all these pictures from like, you know, me and my cousins growing up. And then there's like a 2-year period where every picture of me, I just have this like scowl on my face. And I look all depressed. And I was like, why am I like this in every picture? She was like, my mom's like, it's just how you were, I guess.
Holy shit. Wow. That is the answer to who you are. That 2-year period is who this.
Furious.
God. What do you think it was, dude?
I don't know.
You think you were getting molested and you blacked it out?
No, I would remember that.
You never know.
Considering,
dude.
Like, I'd remember every minute detail of every TV show I ever watched.
I don't think
I would black
maybe
out.
Maybe that's why you do it.
Yeah.
Stop yourself young enough from remembering getting sucked.
Yeah, you're trying to stuff your brain.
I don't believe in repressed memories.
I don't care if you believe it.
I think that's like just bullshit.
Nah, it's real. What if it was a Jew and that's why your mom now is a Holocaust denier?
Wouldn't that make me? I don't think.
No. Because you've repressed it,
mm-hmm.
So now she thinks all Jews are bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm onto something here.
I think it's funny that your mom's a Holocaust denier.
First of all,
and
she's
you
not
would...
a Holocaust denier.
Your mom's an active.
She's
Holocaust
a revisionist.
Denier.
She's a Holocaust revisionist.
What does that mean?
She just means she's bad at math.
Your mom's a Holocaust denier, and
she's a come on, not 6 million.
You went into stand up comedy. Which is like the most Jewish thing you could have done with your life.
Well, I have like Jewish family and I grew up around Jews.
I know that, yeah.
So all of the people I bullied were Jews growing up. So it's like, you know, I feel connected to them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the dad mm-hmm. of the
and still
people
today
you bullied.
Too.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever get molested?
Yes. But
Nick
we're talking
did.
About this guy. So
does it just count like if you wasn't ready? Like
a girl that happened to my best friend, one of my best friends, George.
Like this girl, like grabbed my junk,
nice
on a bus. But I didn't like it. It wasn't time yet. You know what I'm saying? So it just hurt, and I was like, please stop.
Yeah,
that was what my
no.
My
it's
first
impossible
hand job
for
was
a man to be sexually assaulted by a woman. I stand by that.
I mean, I found it on Facebook. I'm ready now.
Yeah. How? What grade were you in?
9th grade. I was late bloomer. It sucks.
Nah, dude. Please, I didn't.
No,
still
but
don't.
I'm saying like my stuff didn't operate until I was like 16.
Oh, nice, dude.
Hello. Hey,
Amber. Amber walked in just at that sentence.
Yeah. But it's not like you wouldn't be saying that sentence every 5.5 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
yeah, I had a... No, I don't think I ever got molested. But here's the other thing I wonder about. What if you just forgot? What if you blacked
it out? That's not real,
dude.
Repressed memories are this bullshit thing that came about through, you know, whack job psychiatrists where they were hypnotizing people and then convincing them they were raped and, like, destroying people's lives.
Yeah, there was... what was it? Satanic...
Yeah,
panic,
yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Right.
Yeah,
it's a satanic child. I mean, we've talked about this.
Yeah,
shit
yeah,
before.
We have. Yeah.
It must suck to be molested.
Oh yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
It's definitely something I wouldn't know anything about.
Did you get molested?
No, not really. An older neighborhood.
I thought
kid,
that
like,
kid in your neighborhood.
Sort of. Yeah, but is that like really molestation?
What? What happened again?
Like an older neighborhood kid was like,
sucked
"Let me
cock.
Suck your." Yeah.
You sucked off your.
Yeah.
Nah, shut up.
No, yeah, I'm
I guess that counts.
That counts. Yeah, you've told me this before.
It counts.
Yeah.
It 100% counts.
Well, no, it's because it's like he was getting molested. I feel like that's stolen valor. That's like if a guy came back from Iraq and punched me in the face and I was like, yeah, I'm a veteran.
You just sound like when they found out Vito was sucking the security guard and not he was getting sucked by the security guard.
No, that's you did get molested. But it is,
you got molested.
It is the softest kind of rape.
It was a kid that was like maybe 3 years older. It's not like, you know, I mean, he probably
got molested.
He was being molested.
By you?
No, not by me.
Oh, by somebody else?
Yeah, I was just like, oh, this is kind of weird. Like, it never fucked me up.
The most well-adjusted person I've ever met in my life.
No, it's true. He's lived a normal life.
Nick saying it never about getting sucked when he was 12 by another guy.
After you talk about like the 3 years you spent drinking a 30 and playing Call of Duty.
Everything's going exactly
every single day.
This is the best your life is going. It's the most you're depressed.
Well, how about this? I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you did a podcast without us.
Hold on, are we off molestation? Can we talk about molestation?
No,
were you ever?
Sure.
Did you ever get molested?
No. Well, probably. I mean,
what happened?
Well, my parents lived in Europe, so probably by American standards, I probably got molested.
What is did anybody ever?
Well, I mean, in your sheltered American culture.
Oh,
you know?
I see. You sucked off your uncle. On a bike ride?
It wasn't my uncle.
Who was it?
It was my grandma. You wouldn't suck your grandma if she asked you to.
I probably would.
I think one time, but it wasn't molestation.
What happened?
One time me and my cousin were like, we got naked and my aunt came in. I think we were like laying in bed.
Dude, imagine if you're
that
you're
little this boys. This is stolen valor. I'm sorry, but that's not molestation.
Yeah, Nick definitely got the molestation.
No, I didn't. I'm saying I did because, you know, I've told that story to people who were actually molested and they're like, you didn't get molested. That's like kids experimenting.
Yeah. I think,
it didn't like where, you know, I turned like 15 or whatever. I'm like, am I gay? That was like, that's something deal. And then I'm like just jacking off to lesbian pornography constantly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
I was an accident.
You were an accident?
That makes so much sense. Yeah.
Well, they had kids from previous marriages?
No.
No.
No, but I don't think they were engaged or whatever before my mom got pregnant.
Oh, okay. You just caused so much unhappiness.
Oh, shit.
You
ruined people's lives before you even existed.
Yeah.
Before you even came into the world.
Yeah, that's so... My parents tried so much harder to have... My parents wanted to have me and my brother so much more than your parents wanted to have you.
Yeah,
nah. It's not even close.
It's look, really expensive.
I like legitimately destroyed my parents' lives. It's like, you know, when people are like, don't blame yourself for the divorce. It's like, why would I do that? And then I turn and become an adult and it's like, oh, yeah.
100%.
Nah, they shouldn't have been married in the first place.
Exactly. It's not blame the divorce. It's blame you for the marriage.
Yeah,
blame yourself for the marriage. Divorce.
Cool. How about I'm vending this, the neg rolls, right? And it's a fortune cookie that you give to a girl,
and it's
insult. it's like you're ugly as shit. So
nice sweater, my mom's got the same one.
Yeah,
bitch.
You look like shit. I love you. That's how negging works, right?
Yeah,
you dumb bitch, please marry me.
Can we follow all the rules of PUAs?
The
and
PUA
just go
rules?
Out one night.
When I was a teenager, my move, like, it would I would hang out with a girl for like an hour and be like, so what kind of music do you like? That kind of shit. And it'd be like, well, do you want to have sex? And like, I would just be upfront about it.
You just ask.
Yeah, I would just ask.
And they'd say like,
yeah.
What?
Damn. Yeah, it just works that way.
I just hang around and just like, if it gets late enough, I kiss a girl. If she talks to me, if it's past 1 a.m., then we're just hanging out.
I also had so much more confidence as a teenager.
Right.
Because all the emotional damage of your childhood doesn't really set in until your early 20s. Like, if I hadn't started stand-up at 16, there's no way I would have the confidence to do it now.
Oh, interesting.
As an adult. I just didn't give a shit about anything.
Right.
Yeah.